Hey lovelies, this is Liz from Studio Country Life and Style.
What's up, Etsy? This is Robert Lou Trujillo, and I run a shop called Art of Robert Trujillo.
Hey, my name is Amanda Klein, and I own the store Amanda Klein Co.
Hi, I'm Tess.
And I'm Isabella, and this is the Etsy Success Podcast.
We're part of the marketing team here at Etsy, broadcasting from our homes in New York.
This podcast is powered by Etsy and is your source for tips on improving your shop and for inspiration from your fellow sellers.
Hey, Isabella, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Tess. How are you?
I am good. Just trying to kick off 2022.
Yep, same.
Well, I know this is really cliche, but I feel like I have to ask, do you have any resolutions for 2022?
That's a good question. I've actually learned that I need to set the bar really low here if I actually want to accomplish something throughout the entire year. So this year I'm keeping it simple, and my 2022 goal is going to be to drink more water.
Hey, that's a great goal.
I have days where I maybe have one glass of water. So it's really time. I actually found some really cute notepads and like stickers on Etsy, of course, to help me remember to drink more water and just stay motivated to keep drinking water throughout the day.
I love how many little reminders have popped up over the years, like apps that help you remember to drink water, or the little water bottles with the demarcations that tell you how far along you are on your goal of getting enough water in the day.
Oh yeah. And then when you finish drinking the water from the water bottle, it's like, you did it. Hooray.
Congrats.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. What about you? Any resolutions for you this year?
Yes. I, towards the end of last year, started to realize how far behind I was on my goal of getting enough steps in a day. So I'm really trying to take more walks. I'm just powering through the cold, making myself get out of the apartment, and also realizing how helpful it is for my mental health as well. So that's going to be the nice, simple one for me as well.
That's such a good one. I feel like we're both prioritizing our health this year. Look at us.
Yeah, in nice, manageable ways.
Exactly. No, that's a great one. I mean, I was hoping you were going to say something about wanting to be more trendy next year, just because that would have been a really good segue for us to just hop into today's interview.
Well, you know, maybe we don't need a segue. I'm really excited to hear all about the 2022 trends from you and Dana. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Hi, everyone. Isabella from Etsy's community team here. Today, I'm excited to talk about 2022 trends with the one and only Dana Isom Johnson. I'm going to get the scoop from her on what we can expect next year, and we'll also share some tips that you may find helpful when working on your own shop. Hey, Dana, thanks for joining me today.
Isabella, I'm so happy to be here again. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, let's start by talking about cross-category trends. So these are the overarching trends that we can expect to see doing well in 2022. What can you tell us about them?
I am so excited to share all the trend information with you for 2022, but I want you to keep in mind, and for our listeners to keep in mind, that anything that I'm sharing that's trend related, it's all based on real data points from how people are shopping on Etsy and engaging with these items in real time, okay? Now, I want to take it back to last year real quick. Do you remember when I mentioned the overarching theme of Free Let's Live? Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so for 2022, the overarching theme, we're taking inspiration from another philosophy. This time it's a Swedish philosophy, and it's called Lagom.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that loosely translates to not too much and not too little. So 2022 is going to be all about finding balance in our life and kind of, you know, figuring it out. We've been through a lot of ups and downs, and now it's time for balance. So you'll also be seeing a lot of abstract shapes. And also, do you remember last year when I was talking about the wiggles and squiggles, the lines?
Yeah.
And, you know, we've come such a long way from mid-century modern clean lines that we're going to continue in this relaxed mode of round edges. Oh, and are you ready for some major breaking news? Mm-hmm. The color of the year?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Tell us.
All right, 2022 Etsy's color of the year is emerald green.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan of emerald green?
Yes, yes. Well, okay, so I was born in May, so my birthstone is the emerald. So yes,
oh,
been a fan for a minute.
This is your year then. This is your year. But you know what? I think emerald green is such a wonderful color for us to embody for 2022 because it really embodies balance and harmony and growth. And I think that that just really aligns with that Legome overarching theme. And this is just, this is a moment for us to bring balance, still be connected to nature. And it's such a nice color to pair with different shades and tones and even metallics. But Isabella, I want to know from you, now that I've shared this breaking news of our color of the year, what can sellers do with this information?
Yeah, that's a great question. First, I just want to call out how excited I am about these overarching trends. I feel like they all kind of work together too, like what you were saying about this Swedish philosophy, the abstract shapes, the color of the year, like everything kind of represents that not too much, not too little, which is going to be my mantra this year, by the way. I'm stealing that. Thank you.
Love it. Take it.
But yes, for sellers looking to incorporate these trends, specifically the color of the year, I'd suggest first looking at your product line, your inventory, and finding a way to include this color there. So for example, if you make hair accessories, maybe you're working emerald green fabric into the mix. If you're a vintage seller, maybe you're looking for items that are this color or work well with this color. You know, they complement it. For example, other jewel tones. And the same thing with the shapes. So maybe you're a ceramicist who makes vases or mugs. And for you, this could mean trying out a few different shaped items, adding some of those curvy lines into your shaping. For artists or vintage curators, maybe you're offering wall art that's more abstract shapes than those, like you were saying, those clean lines. So something I want to note here is that with these trends, the merchandising team here at Etsy is on top of that stuff, right? So when they are curating emails that go out to buyers or these editor's picks pages that you see, the trend reports, they are looking for these types of items too, to feature them and showcase all these different trends to our buyers. So if you're hoping to, you know, increase your exposure a little bit, you know, outside of just the typical ways that items are found, Etsy search, Google search, stuff like that, following these trends, finding a way to sort of work them into your product lines, into your shop is a good way to get discovered by our team, which means, you know, visibility.
The merch team and you and myself, we're all about discovering, right? And trying to find all of these incredible items that ladder up to these themes. So let's hope we can find you guys. Use Isabella's points, her tips.
So let's get a little more specific then. Let's talk about the upcoming occasions and different gifting moments that folks should consider as they, you know, plan for 2022 and sort of what the trends there will be.
Yeah, you know what? I think what one of the things I'm very excited about for 2022 is really celebrating again and being able to come together and do it in a safe way. And I think because of that, shoppers are really going to be excited to show their love through all of these upcoming occasions. And so when we think about the top of the year, the first holiday that I think about is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And with that comes the return of Valentine's Day parties. And again, being able to celebrate with friends and family. I know for me, pre-COVID, I hosted a Valentine's Day party for all my gal pals. And man, we had so much fun. So I'm excited to do that again this year. And hopefully other people are excited to do that as well. But I think the change is that more than ever, shoppers are being more intentional. And what that means is like they're wanting to make sure that every item that they're purchasing is thoughtful, is meaningful, that they are making the conscious choice of supporting a small business. Because, you know, we've had so much time of reflection and we want to make sure that we're doing good. Some key themes to keep in mind for Valentine's Day for our sellers, glass and sheer colors. This is going to be a big trend for 2022. So when you break that down into like, what does it, exactly does that look like, Dana? Well, I want you guys to think about kaleidoscope effects. So Remember just 3 seconds ago, I was talking about those wiggles and squiggles. Mm-hmm. So think of that same kind of concept, but in a melted type of visual format, very fluid, very whirly and swirly, if you will. Yeah, I know you're a fan of this pattern. So I know I'm already winning you over with this, Isabella, but you know, I would love for our sellers to think about that. And then prisms also, which have started to rise in popularity. And again, I think that is a tying back to the love of nature and catching beautiful rays of sun, or even sun catchers are starting to rise in popularity. And so we've already seen a 54% increase in searches on Etsy for prisms or sun catchers. And so this is year over year increases. And again, it's that love of nature that is still very prevalent, and people wanting those whirls and swirls, that fluid type of pattern.
That sounds so fun. I'm thinking too about in our house, we have this little sun catcher. It's kind of like a hanging crystal situation. And every day, it's usually around 4 p.m., you know, the light hits it just right. And our whole kitchen has these rainbow light patterns in it. It's so fun.
Love that. And I'm sure little Pepper, your dog, she probably picks up a few little rainbows on her shiny coat too.
Yeah, it's really cute when she's standing in the middle of it. It looks like there's a disco ball shining on her or something. It's really cute.
Oh, I love that.
I want to go back to what you're saying about Valentine's Day. Did I hear you say Palentine's Day?
Yeah. So that is really, you know what? Here's the thing with Valentine's Day. I think for a very long time, Valentine's Day had one definition of love that is celebrated between significant others. But I think we've seen this now for the last couple of years, and it's going to continue, that Valentine's Day is for all love. It's for the love that you have, of course, with your significant other, or the love that you share with your gal pals, your friends, your aunt, your grandmother, anyone who has a moment in your life, a position in your life who brings you love and who you bring love to should be celebrated on Valentine's Day.
I love that. Palentine's Day. It's much more inclusive. I'm going to start saying that.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so speaking of love for a lot of different people in our life, I'm going to take you to Mother's Day.
Oh, sound okay, good? Great. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so for Mother's Day, I would love for our sellers to start thinking about new heirlooms, okay? So, you know, we love celebrating our mothers and mother figures for Mother's Day, but listen, we've been through a lot of ups and downs in the last couple of years. And so it's really time that shoppers cherish those moments with loved ones and their mother figures and mothers. And so now it's time to find items that really honor that family history with super high quality items. So I want our sellers to think about like those baking dishes that have family recipes printed on them, or special lockets that house, you know, wonderful family photography, or vintage items that call back to cherished memories. Let's put our mindset in really creating items that are true heirlooms for loved ones to cherish for generations. All right. That's the first thing. The second thing that I want to call out are decadent drinking vessels. We've seen this for probably a couple months now. And oh my God, I am a sucker for this. I've probably bought 2 or 3 different vintage versions of this, but colored glass. There has been a consistent rise in popularity in colored glass. Here's why, Isabella. I think because we have been in our homes for so long and we're ready to entertain again, there's like a rise in a sense of formality with dishware, because people are, you know, hosting dinner parties again and just wanting to feel fancy and wanting to feel excited to celebrate again. These don't have to be matching sets completely. Like, these can be a rainbow of different colors, and it's a way for shoppers to really show their personality off.
Dana, I saw on your Instagram actually recently, you picked up quite a few of these colored vessels.
Dude, you got me. I went to this incredible maker's market that, of course, highlighted a lot of different vintage and handmade sellers. And I picked up the most beautiful, they're like smoky quartz, champagne coupe type glasses. And they're so pretty. And I think that not only am I going to enjoy some little bubbles in it, but I'm also going to make myself fancy ice cream sundaes in them as well.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea.
Tell me, what do you have any tips for sellers with these upcoming occasions?
I think this is a really good moment for vintage sellers, right? So these new heirlooms, you were mentioning like lockets, and then you talked about decadent drinking vessels. Definitely a moment for our vintage sellers. I love what I'm seeing a lot of them doing already, especially with all the colored glass, the depression glass. And now you're kind of giving everyone the green light to start mixing and matching a little bit more, which is fun. I feel like, I don't know, this is just an idea. What about if you can't find a full set of something, you know, when you're shopping those estate sales, you kind of grab one here, one there, and you sort of make your own set, like a mix and match set. That could be something fun to try out.
I'm obsessed with that because you know what? I feel like, let's just say, I don't know, you're a lover of blue. And your goal is just to find like all these beautiful blue glasses and glassware sets. To me, it just adds so much dimension and personality to a table spread than just having the same matching set. So I encourage that, like be unique and try to mix and match it up.
One other tip that I want to offer here too is it's just so important, especially around these holidays and different gifting occasions, to think about who it is that is going to be searching for your items around these times. So with SEO, search engine optimization, we talk a lot about who is your target market and be sure to think like them. And when thinking about them, think about exactly what they would type into search when shopping for an item like yours and use those words and phrases in your listing titles and your listing tags. As many of you probably know, your listing titles and tags, super valuable real estate when it comes to keywords and whether or not you show up in searches on Etsy, as well as offsite searches like Google, Yahoo, Bing, etc. So you really want to make sure you're thinking about your target market and using those words and phrases to create keywords, describe your items through your titles and tags. But around these gifting moments, these special occasions, I encourage sellers to really take it a step further and don't just think about, you know, the 20-something girl who's typically the one shopping for the winter accessories that you offer. Instead, perhaps it's her significant other who is shopping for her or her grandparent doing the shopping. And with that, I just want to call out like the best example I can really give here is I will forever call my makeup bag a makeup bag.
Yeah.
Whereas my mother will forever call it a cosmetics pouch. Like it's not makeup, it's cosmetics, and it's not a bag, it's a pouch. So with that, I just want to say, you know, really stretch yourself and think of all the different people who might be shopping for an item like yours during this time, during these really, you know, high traffic moments on the site, these gifting occasions, and just be sure you're covering all of your bases.
Okay, Isabella, so we've talked about these upcoming holidays, but I want to take it back for a little bit because what do you suggest for sellers who have holiday items or other past themes listed in their shop? Because let's face it, we're coming off the heels of the holiday season.
Yep. And as you said, we've got Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. It's time to sort of move with the seasons, if you will. So first, I do want to call out, you always want to make sure your keywords are aligned with upcoming occasions and upcoming gifting moments rather than anything that has passed. So it's time to take out those titles and tag phrases like Christmas gift or New Year's gift and swap them for something that makes more sense seasonally. For example, Valentine's Day, or if there isn't a holiday that's coming up or one that works well for your items, consider those more evergreen moments. For example, birthdays, right? Birthdays are always a thing. Anniversaries, those are always a thing. So maybe your item isn't a Mother's Day gift, but you could definitely associate it with something else. And then also make sure your shop sections are accurately reflecting what's going on too, for SEO purposes, as well as just making sure your shop is fresh and relevant for any potential buyers who are browsing. So for example, if you have a shop section for Christmas gifts, you'll want to change that and perhaps consider adding something specifically related to a different upcoming occasion or holiday, or you can just play it safe and go more the category route. So if it's a piece of jewelry that was previously under Christmas gifts, maybe now you're just moving it to the necklace section.
Well, it's nice. It's like a new year refresh your shop type of situation.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I want to get into categories now. Mm-hmm. We've talked about overarching trends. We've talked about the upcoming gifting and occasion moments. What about different trends within big categories on Etsy?
Yeah, okay. Shall we start at maybe home and living, yeah?
Yeah, home and living.
Okay. For home and living, I think this is such a big category yet again, because like I said before, we've spent so much time in our homes in the last couple of years. We've had to switch and pivot and get our homes in a new order and kind of give it a refresh, right? So now it's time to drill down to those very specific little decor moments and bring in fashion and function. And so the number one thing that I'm so excited about specifically for home is signature lighting. Okay, so again, this is a time to level up and focus on the lighting in our home. So whether that means a sculptural pendant or an incredible vintage lamp, this is a moment to marry fashion and function and light up, if you will, light up our homes. But we've already seen a 344% increase in searches for 70s lighting. So that's a great decade for you to draw inspiration from, or for our vintage sellers to discover incredible pieces. People are wanting to find very unique pieces and express their personality. And all of those numbers that I just referred to, that time period is within the last 3 months. So these are very current numbers of people, of shoppers searching that category. Okay, let's move on to more of a pattern. Now, you heard me talk about, you know, that kind of very fluid wiggles and squiggles, but an extension of that is marble, because, you know, we see those very fluid patterns in marble as well. And this is going to have a major moment in 2022. So I would love for our sellers to consider using small decorative items like candle holders, or even larger statement pieces like coffee tables. In terms of the data, we've already seen a 263% year-over-year increase in searches for marble candle holders. So this is a wonderful opportunity, sellers. And then next, I want to talk about Denmark pastel. So we've seen an uptick in Denmark and Danish pastel and interior design. Isabella, you're not ready for this number, girl. This number is insane.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. It's a 28,705% year-over-year increase in searches. Whoa. On Etsy for Denmark pastel. Major, major trend alert. Okay. And again, I really love these colors because they pair so nicely with those jewel tones. Now, finally, for home, I want to take it to a futuristic feel. Okay. There's been so much talk about travel to space and being in this virtual world. So that is in turn inspiring these iridescent and kaleidoscope patterns and very fluid forms that almost looks a bit futuristic. So be on the lookout for those as well. Okay, Isabella, any home and living tips for sellers?
Yes. So for home and living, I want to highlight the importance of product photography. I think it's really important here to have very editorial, high quality, curated photos. Folks can't pick up, touch, smell, taste, all the things, you know? So it's really important that your photos are communicating what it is the buyer will receive should they decide to make the purchase. Home and living too tends to be a higher price category. So again, it's just important that your photos are there, right? I think too, maybe you're not able to offer marble materials, marble candle holders, or maybe pastels aren't going to work directly in your product line. Something that sellers can do is use photography to stay on trend, to position themselves as on trend and relevant. So when I say that, something that comes to mind is photography backgrounds. I've seen a lot of sellers photograph their items on top of marble.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So maybe you don't have, you know, marble countertops that you can photograph against, or maybe the lighting's not good where you do have some marble stuff going on. I've seen a lot of sellers actually purchase like the marble contact paper or the large poster board that has a marble pattern on it and photograph their items on top of that.
See, and you know what, Isabella, I like that a lot because sometimes sellers will say to me like, oh, well, am I supposed to incorporate every trend in my shop? And my feedback to them is always like, just because something is a trend doesn't mean you have to hop on it, but there are ways to incorporate it. And it's just exactly what you said, like use it as a background or use it in some other way. So I love that because you're still showcasing the trend in some way, but you don't necessarily have to follow it completely.
Right, right. Not everybody is going to be able to offer their side tables in pastel colors or their candle holders in marble, but folks can use photography backgrounds to position themselves, like I said, you know, as on trend. These types of things will also just give your shop a more relevant feel, another layer of credibility perhaps with shoppers. Shoppers actually kind of expect to see these highly curated, more editorial, high quality photos now when they are shopping. So it is important in terms of just being competitive too, if that makes sense.
Totally.
All right, let's talk about clothing next. We have a lot of listeners who offer things like clothing in their shops, so I want to make sure we touch on that as well.
Okay, yeah. The first one is business casual with a twist. So look, we're not ready. I know I'm not, to give up our complete Zoom business above the keyboard and pajamas on the bottom, right? But as we step back into the office, maybe a couple of days a week or however your schedule is, it's time to introduce a full look back into the swing. Okay. So one thing that's really been rising in popularity are bold blazers that are paired with more relaxed bottoms. So it's a chic new take on business casual. So we've seen a 75% increase year over year in searches for blazer dresses. So this is a great opportunity for our sellers to take advantage of this if they have not already gotten on that trend. The next thing, Isabella, this is for you because I know you love what I'm about to say. This is a 90s and Y2K revival. Get excited. Yay! I know you're excited. and look, we talked about the 90s a bit last year, and now it's starting to gain even more traction, especially for, gosh, those very popular items like studded belts. We saw a 34% increase in them in the last 3 months.
Oh my gosh, yes. My mom told me to get rid of all my studded belts, but I refused.
You're on the curve. And you know what? In addition to the 90s and Y2K revival, I think this is something that kind of straddles those two decades, is pop punk. And so we've seen that revival in music and in social media in the last couple of months, but now it's time to bring it into fashion. And I love this because, listen, fashion is all about self-expression and allowing that personal creativity to really run freely. So another item that is directly aligned with this that I can literally visualize like what I look like in these decades. It makes me feel slightly old. But we've seen searches for spike collars up 879% in the last 3 months. Can you believe that?
That, I mean, I love that. I'm excited about that.
This one's going to get you too, because I know last year when we talked several times, you also loved the checkerboard print and really embraced that, right? So coming off the heels of the pastel tone of that is pastel goth. So that has been a trend on TikTok for the last couple of months. And so it's a big contrast, right? But I love the fact that we're bringing together these very soft pastels with the darkness of goth. So I've seen some interest in tutu skirts and those things that are marrying together, right? So we've seen a 34% year-over-year increase in searches on Etsy for pastel goth clothing. So this is starting to become a little moment.
Okay, so a couple call outs here. Again, photography is going to be super important when it comes to items in the clothing category, but let's take it even a step further. I think listing videos is huge when it comes to clothing. So I want to encourage sellers in this category. Of course, you want all 10 photos in place. Take it to the next level by adding a listing video. Listing videos are so valuable to buyers because they show off the things that static photography can't. For example, with clothing, fit, movement, flow, the things that people really look out for when they're in a dressing room trying something on. Okay, next up, jewelry and accessories. What can you tell us about that category?
Okay, so remember just a while ago, we were talking about kind of getting away from those straight, hard edges for home decor and moving more into rounded edges and just kind of fluid shapes. That same inspiration is coming to jewelry and accessories. So think of those twists and curves and see how that can be incorporated, whether those are abstract shaped earrings or necklaces or other accessories in your collection. The other thing that like really, really reminds me of, especially the 2000s, is the return of silver. I mean, gold has been in our carts for a long time. It will always remain in mine, but you know, I'm a gold lover, but silver is going to be having a major moment. So let's just say you are a seller, and Isabel, I mean, you know this better, but I feel like, especially for trends, when things are phasing in and others are phasing out, it's kind of nice to combine the two. So I feel like mixing metals would be really nice too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Are you excited about the silver jewelry return?
Yeah. I mean, I am kind of like you in that everything is gold, you know, right now. I'm a lover of all things gold, but silver is great too. And it's a little bit more casual sometimes, which I like a lot. But I do love the idea of mixing metals, especially if you're trying to clear out some old inventory while also introduce some new. Just like you said, it's a good way to sort of find the balance of selling what you already have in your shop, but also introducing some new things. So great call out there.
All right, Isabella. So what about some tips specifically for jewelry sellers?
Yes. So I want to mention again the importance of product photography. With jewelry, what feels most relevant here is styling. So styling your jewelry in photos, showing off how jewelry can really make an outfit or elevate a look. That type of content is really inspirational to buyers. So think about what's trending right now. Maybe you're styling your vintage silver jewelry with grunge-influenced clothing and backdrops, or you're pairing a pair of earrings with a hat or a necklace, another accessory, to just really show off how these different accessories can really, again, elevate a look. I think that that is something you can show off in your photos. It's a way to add a layer of credibility to your listing, to your shop, to your brand, and influence buyers to hopefully add to cart and purchase. And then one other tip I want to highlight as we're talking about jewelry is that it's really important to apply attributes to your listing whenever relevant. So attributes are available to sellers during the listing process, and they are helpful for search engine optimization reasons. So going back to that for a quick second here, when you're listing your item in your shop, you have the opportunity to add keywords through titles and tags. And then you also have the opportunity to add categories and subcategories to your listing. From there, you'll see different attribute options available to you. So if any of those available options directly relate to your product, you should add them to your listing. So with jewelry, you may see certain types of stones or certain types of metals. These attributes that you add to your listing will act as extra keywords on your listing to help with, again, search engine optimization. The other thing about attributes is you are basically putting your item in search filters when applying them to your listing. So when a buyer types in a search on Etsy, we often see that they'll narrow down their search results a little bit by using filters available to them on the left side of the search results. And if you've applied any attributes to your listing, then you are going to show up in those filtered results.
I love that, Isabella. You know what? I actually use that for some of my holiday shopping. My niece wanted a new nameplate necklace, but she was very specific with the type of metal that she wanted. Mm-hmm. And she gave me this whole list of things that she wanted. And applying those filters just helped my search so much. So
yeah,
as a customer, it really makes a difference.
Yeah, I want to call it out for jewelry too, just because it's a little bit more of a competitive category. So it is one of those categories where we see people starting to filter down their results a little bit.
Yeah, it's so helpful. But I want to shift gears here, because something positive that came from the pandemic after all these ups and downs is the fact that so many people are discovering their creative talents and hobbies and opening Etsy shops.
Yes. So actually I have a stat here that I can share. There's actually been an 85% increase in sellers on Etsy this past year.
Wow. That's such a wonderful stat. And I think now more than ever, there's demand from shoppers wanting to support small businesses. Mm-hmm. And then when you break that down, when we start talking about the trends that align with that. So, and this is not brand new. This is what we've been talking about probably for the past 2 years with this very first one, which is beginner kits and DIYs, because it's a popular time for people to take on new crafts and new creative projects and really experiment with a new medium. So this is for craft supply sellers. Think about adding beginner level kits for people who are looking to explore a new craft for the first time. The next one is tufting. I can't tell you, I can't get enough of watching tufting projects on social media, especially on TikTok. This has been very popular. People are using tufting guns to create big items, small items, a pillow, a rug, a wall hanging, and everything in between. The next one is all about forging. So, you know, still aligned with that love of nature that I've been preaching for the past 2 years now, shoppers are very interested in the outdoors, even in colder weather. So think about offering craft materials or supplies that use natural elements or projects that are designed to be done outside. I think this is a great opportunity, especially for parents, because they can get their kids interested in crafts. They can be educational. And of course, again, experiencing more of the outdoors. And then finally, that texture and dimension. And again, I think this is another moment where nature really comes through as a source of inspiration, but these are tactile elements for crafting. So can you make your patterns or your projects a bit more three-dimensional with beads or with those tufted yarns that I mentioned earlier? Anything that adds more interest, more depth, more texture.
I too have been watching a lot of those tufting videos online. They're just like so fun and therapeutic.
I love them.
Next up, let's talk about paper and party supplies.
Yep. So let's get back to the occasion gifting, right? Because we've got Mother's Day and Valentine's Day coming up, and paper and party continues to be a top category for those celebrations. So in addition to those beautiful paper goods, I also would really love for our sellers to think about if the versions of those paper goods could also be done in a digital version, because let's face it, no matter what, we're always going to have last minute shoppers. So let's make sure we can serve up something easy and quick for them on a platter.
I have to take a moment here to throw some love to our digital sellers. So many times I have been in that pinch. Yes, I am that person that you just mentioned. And those digital sellers on Etsy, they come through for me. I have the card an hour before I'm going to the party, or the downloadable piece of art that I can gift to someone, you know, while I'm at the event, I can just send them a little email. Here's your thing.
Digital sellers. There are lots of Isabellas out there. So make sure exactly. you offer those things. But also in terms of other paper and party things for our sellers to keep in mind, that textured imperfection. Okay, remember, let's see, how many years ago was this? A couple of years ago, I mentioned wabi-sabi. Remember embracing the imperfection in decor?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so now I think it's time for our sellers to consider this and how they can apply it to surfaces with beautiful textures. So rounded edges or paper goods that have really beautiful textures. And then again, those geometric patterns We saw checkerboard everywhere last year. It's not going anywhere for 2022. It's going to be there. So keep this pattern in mind with those soft edges. Maybe this is a way that you can update something that has that checker print, but has a soft edge. And then go crazy with the colors, because colors are here for 2022, whether pastels or bold jewel tones. Then in my holiday trend guide, I mentioned mythical creatures being a major influence in children's decor.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, so I think that this is going to continue to be strong, especially in the children's category for celebrations. We saw a 24% year-over-year increase in searches on Etsy for dragon toys. So again, think those mythical creatures, dragons, fairies, anything dealing with make-believe, and yet again, bright colors for kids. Because shoppers want that sense of joy, and vibrant colors are getting them excited about celebrating again.
Okay, finally, our last category that we'll chat about today, weddings. What's the latest there?
Isabella, you don't even understand how much I love weddings. It's probably one of my favorite categories, and I just love love. But for weddings for 2022, it's all about the color. So I'm talking from invitations, other paper goods, centerpieces, and even the fashion. It's about to be an explosion of color for wedding celebrations. We saw a 311 year-over-year searches increase for colorful wedding items. The other thing that's exciting about weddings that's a little different is about pared down dresses. So whether that means opting for like a fun and flirty dress or like a sexy slip dress or even a pantsuit. This is a moment for brides and grooms and just couples to really be able to express their own personal sense of fashion, get excited, get colorful, get not too fussy, and just be your true version of yourself. For vintage sellers, this is a moment to look to those styles of the past and have them resurface because they're back in. And also, this is a major point, especially for weddings, because it's for many people a one-time wonder in their life, right? So this is a time for them to be more sustainable and choose vintage options that, you know, they're not adding to the amount of stuff that's in the world, but really just breathing new life into something and adding their own story to this item for their wedding day.
Dana, as always, such great information, a lot for our seller community to think about. They do have some questions already. We sourced these earlier before recording over in our forums. So I'd love to get a little more advice out of you.
Let's do it.
All right. So our first question comes from Tin Lizzie Antiques. What color trends are predicted for home decor in 2022? Any unusual patterns, styles, or themes to emphasize? I sell vintage, so it helps to know what buyers are expected to hunt for on Etsy.
I want you to know that bright jewel tones are taking center stage, okay, for colors, especially our color of the year, emerald green. And for home decor, look, neutral tones, they've been a leader, but now I think it's time to really introduce those bolder tones, those bolder hues. So whether selecting a bold sofa, you know, it could be vintage, of course, and letting those tones really shine through the accessories, this is a time to introduce color. Pattern-wise, again, look to those marbles and other sister twist and turn patterns like kaleidoscope, because those very fluid patterns are going to have a major moment.
Our next question comes from Adira Jenner Art. Is it worthwhile to use trends to plan what I create to sell if each piece takes a long time, a month or more, to make? Or is it better to use trends more as a guide for how to market my art? This is a really good question. Dana, do you mind if I take this one?
No, please.
Okay, so I do think it can be worth it if you're leaning into trends that feel like they may be around for a bit. So with that in mind, in general, be thinking evergreen. I think you can work trends into your product line if they are here to stay. It makes sense for your items. If your items do take a long time to make, it may not be worth investing in some of those brand new trends or trends that we're just not sure how long they're going to be around for. But then using trends as a guide for your marketing does seem like a really great idea. For example, we all know now that emerald green is the color of the year, so perhaps you're photographing your artwork on a wall that's painted that color, or on a mantle that has an emerald green vase in the background, or maybe your posts on social media are framing your artwork as a really great housewarming gift, since we know that home decor is a trending category right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I mean, maybe even, Isabella, you tell me if you agree with this, but maybe it's also not incorporating into like a full line. Like maybe it's just one item that has a small, if we're sticking on the emerald green tip, a small emerald green accent so that you're not completely changing something that you make.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great call out. Okay, our next question comes from Nuri Art Deco. I would also like to know what colors will be trending next year in home decor and wall decor so that I can include them in new artworks. Also, it would be great to know if next year any specific styles will be a trend. Thank you for sharing it with all of us. Your information is always very helpful and inspiring. Aw.
Oh, that's very nice. So look, again, we've talked about the rise in popularity of bold colors and of course the color of the year, emerald green. I'm going to like keep saying it. But in terms of shapes, it's all about being more relaxed and having less rigid straight lines and more abstract shapes. So think curved edges, soft lines, and abstract shapes, and a movement away from straight edge lines.
Okay, our next question is from Frey by Breezy T. So she says, I so look forward to Dana's trend reports. We would like to know what trends for fashion accessories we can expect in 2022 for both of our shops. What colors, patterns, fabrics will be big for spring, summer 2022? Any luxury fashion or lifestyle trends? As this shop focuses more on luxury items, silk, twill, cashmere, wool. We are really interested in luxury buyer trends on Etsy. Are we seeing an uptick in people shopping for luxury fashion on Etsy?
Okay, so in terms of fabrics, comfort is still top of mind because we haven't quite left our cozy home time yet. But with luxury, shoppers are starting to dress up again, and they're easing into it, right? So these really beautiful, luxurious silk fabrics that you're mentioning, that's a small luxury that shoppers are really digging right now. Color-wise, I suggest that you go bold with those jewel tones or metallics or even weaving the two together. And earlier, I talked about the rise of silver jewelry because of the influx of the 90s and the 2000s coming in. So perhaps there's a way that you can weave in silver metallics with those bold colors. Also, I talked about those kaleidoscope patterns. So Bree, now maybe you want to think about those kaleidoscope and very fluid marble patterns. The other thing that I want you to think about are sheer paneling and lightweight fabrics, because this is really happening in fashion right now. You'll see a lot of different cutouts in fashion and have sheer paneling within those cutouts. So I'm not sure if that's something you can work in as well, but it's those small luxuries of that very high-end fabrics that people are loving.
I gotta say, since Bree mentioned working with silk and cashmere earlier, for me, those are my comfort fabrics when it comes to hair, because Dana, you know how it is. You're a curly girl too. I got to use those silk hair ties or they're not coming out of my hair.
Oh, 100%. I mean, listen, curly girls unite. We need those soft fabrics. And I think even if you're not a curly girl, to have something that's a beautiful silk, like those are small luxuries. And I think these are things that shoppers are really interested in and excited to incorporate into their everyday lives with these little luxuries.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay, our next question comes from Light and Bright Shop. Hello, I would love to know about any jewelry-related trends. More specifically, what materials and colors are gaining popularity? Thanks so much. You want to do a little recap for Light and Bright Shop?
Oh yeah, thanks Light and Bright Shop. So as I mentioned before, we are seeing a return of Y2K styles. I mean, let's think back to that. That was the bling era. So I'm predicting that silver make a big return because not only are you seeing those kind of bling interpretations that are obviously scaled down, but it's also the combination of punk influences as well with that silver and spiked collars having a major moment.
Okay, our next question comes from Mia Personalized. I'm very curious about what kind of trend awaits us for personalized jewelry in 2022. I believe that I have designed great products that are timeless and can be worn at any time, but of course, it would be perfect to follow the innovations and trends.
Okay, so personalized jewelry is clearly a staple on Etsy, but what I'm loving seeing so far is the evolution of nameplate necklaces. I mean, I've been at Etsy for 10 years now and really seen these just kind of evolve and take on new forms. But I'm loving the options that have multiple names that are displayed around the necklace in different fonts and even handwriting. I also love the integration of birthstones and birth flowers. So I think there's ways for you to mix and match all of these different trends in terms of the personalized options.
So this next question is from Couple Design by Damien. Hi, I'm a newbie on Etsy and I'm planning to sell some star maps. I was wondering, should I design my products with trends in mind or should I just add some trending elements? Do products following trends really work? Dana, mind if I take this one? This is a good one.
All you.
I think a lot of new sellers probably have this question. And I think the way that you phrased this, you're on the right track. So you don't want to revolve your shop around what is trending, but instead you want to figure out how you can take those trends and incorporate them into your product line or into your photography or, you know, even in some of your shop branding. All right. Our last question today, this is from The Gingham Life. I sell vintage and modern sewing patterns. Will sewing still be on trend in 2022?
Absolutely. So look, shoppers are increasingly tapping to their creativity and individuality. And I predict that sewing and other hobbies also will continue to be on the rise. I want you to refer back to the fashion trends that I mentioned earlier, like punk and blazers and other topics, because I think this is going to be a really good time for you, especially for these people who are discovering new talents. And Isabella, I have to say, I'm always so grateful to our community for giving us these questions. And I also just want to shout them out because I mentioned this before. All of the trends that I put out are data-based, but you guys are coming up with these. It is your creativity that is even exciting shoppers. So I just want to shout out our community for the never-ending creativity, for the never-ending inspiration. You guys inspire me every day. So thank you for all that you do.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, we do have quite the community of trendsetters here. Dana, thank you so much for sitting down with me and for sharing all of your knowledge and expertise with our seller community.
Thank you so much. And you share some gems too, girls. So thanks for sharing your gems with the community as well.
Okay, that about does it for today. You can find links to our Marketplace Insights report and Dana's trend guide in the description for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please rate us and leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you have a second. We would really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.